From a bird's eye view, the vast Alaskan tundra is nothing more than an endless flat surface, symmetrical and seemingly uninhabited. However, a closer look shows that it is home to lots of busy creatures that live comfortably in the grass and pits filled with icy cold water. For lemmings, small fussy rodents, there is no place more comfortable than the Arctic tundra. Their presence ensures the well-being of other tundra inhabitants that eat them. Owls, Arctic foxes, weasels, jaegers, gulls, and cranes. Wildlife researcher Denver Holt has been coming to Utqiagvik every summer for almost 3 decades, gathering data on snowy owls. That means heading straight into the tundra on a four-wheeler.
So this is the brown lemming, and this is whose numbers fluctuate over time. And in high years, the snowy owls have a good year because they eat lemmings. Almost everything they eat is the brown lemming here.
Summer here with 24 hours of daylight is a bird watcher's feast. They come from all over the world to observe the dozens of species that migrate here to breed during the short Arctic summer and to feast in the abundance of available food. But it is the snowy owl that reigns in the tundra. And Barrow is the only place in the U.S. where these magnificent birds nest regularly. But their numbers have fallen recently, as has the number of lemmings. And scientists are trying to understand why.
We do nest checks every 3 days. So you can see all the chicks here. There's 5 chicks and 2 eggs. And the newest chick underneath here is just hatching out right now as we speak. And so there's lemmings here. So a good sign, you have 7 eggs, or 5 chicks and 2 eggs right now, and you have lemmings at the nest, indicating that lemmings at least are somewhat abundant.
But a good head start doesn't guarantee survival. These chicks will not be able to fly for months and will be easy prey for bigger predators. So monitoring mortality is part of the job, and a very difficult part.
It does become personal. I hate to say that. You try to be an objective researcher, but in the end, you become very fond of the species that you work with. If predators get in and kill chicks, or if chicks die because reasons sometimes unknown, I feel bad, but I don't do anything about it. If I know a chick is losing weight and is going to die, it bothers me, but it's not my job to save them and make more of them. It's my job to document their life.
Stepping back and watching the natural selection do its job is at times the hardest job of all. For Natasha Maslovaya in Barrow, Alaska, and NRI's VOA News.